Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Wet weather is forecast for the interior. National Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Metzger says a low-pressure system pushing along the Brooks Range will drag a cold front across the region beginning late Sunday.
Between Sunday and Tuesday, we could see over an inch of rain here in Fairbanks. And the other concern is Sunday evening into Sunday night, winds could gust as high as 35 miles an hour in the Fairbanks area.
Metzger says the strongest winds will be over hilltops. A popular recreation site outside Denali National Park could see changes. The state has approved the Alaska Railroad selling 29 acres of land at Otto Lake in Healy to Premier Alaska Tours. The Alaskan company provides land tours for the cruise industry. Premier Alaska President Josh Howes emphasizes that the Otto Lake land sale has yet to be finalized and that the initial plan for the property is to use it for support infrastructure.
Employee housing in the Denali area. Motor coach staging.
But there's also a longer range vision.
The potential is certainly to build an amazing hotel facility on that property.
Something that could become a large industrial scale development.
Nancy Bale with the Denali Citizens Council says there's concern that the land, which is currently leased to a campground, cabin, boat, and bike rental operation, won't remain an affordable Denali area destination.
Have your camper out there in the trees, and now it's going to be kind of taken off the grid for middle-income Alaskans.
We'll change, you know, the feel of the lake.
Denali Borough Mayor Clay Walker also acknowledges an upside.
Not unappealing in terms of developing what they hope to be a wilderness lodge.
Mayor Walker additionally points out that public access to Otto Lake via a local Lions Club park will not change. Walker and the DCC's Nancy Bale both say news of the Otto Lake sale took them by surprise. Alaska Railroad land sales require state legislative approval, and the Otto Lake sale and several others were tacked on to an unrelated bill in the final days of this year's session.
On May 11th, House Bill 119 passed out of Senate Finance with the sales attached.
That's Reneva Moss, an aide to Senator John Coghill, who ushered through the sales. Moss says Coghill initially pushed a railroad-backed bill that would have set up a new land sale approval process.
With the idea of allowing Alaska Railroad to sell property without permission from the legislature. However, there was resistance in the House to do that.
What we walked in with came out completely different than when it came out the other end.
Alaska Railroad spokesman Tim Sullivan says it would have allowed the railroad to be more nimble.
Business opportunities come up quickly, and sometimes you need to be able to tell a prospective client that you can get something done rather than maybe having to wait 18 months to 2.5 years through the legislative process.
Sullivan notes that even with the current land sale process, all proposals are considered during public meetings of the Alaska Railroad Board before going to the legislature. The Alaska Railroad owns a lot of property in the Denali-Healy area, and Denali Borough Mayor Clay Walker says the Otto Lake sale underscores an ongoing effort to develop local land use regulations, changes that would come too late to affect the Otto Lake property. The Fairbanks Native Association is naming a building after organization co-founder Poldine Carlo. Carlo, who died in May at the age of 97, was a Native rights activist who also promoted Native language and culture, especially with young people. Tonight, FNA is hosting members of Carlo's family, state officials, politicians, and Native leaders at the recently renovated South Cushman Street building, which houses the association's administrative offices and Head Start program. I'm Dan Bross.